Welcome to the audio weblog of the Hackberry House of Chosun. Today, something's missing. Colossians 1:24 has been an enigma to Western believers. I think we like it that way. If the implications of the verse are to be trusted, this is a message from which we must distance ourselves. Otherwise, how are we to continue to enjoy our cable networks, our fascination with the automobile, and our communication devices? Paul, in his bull in the china shop way, says that something is lacking in Christ's sufferings. Look it up, Colossians 1:24. Something is lacking in Christ's sufferings, and that something is you and me. Well, obviously, Calvary was past, a glorious, completed victory, by which our sins are forever thrown into the sea of God's great forgetfulness. And that's another oxymoron, God being forgetful. Doesn't seem to go together. So what could still have been lacking? What is lacking is the persons who will fill up the appointed measure of suffering through which Christ now travels in his people who follow him to the cross. The gospel Jesus died for is the same which we must spread at any risk. Paul filled up his part of the measure and passed the baton on to the next generations. This apostle, you will note, never, to our knowledge, prayed for the ruin of Rome. Only remember the prisoners of Rome. Remember me, a prisoner of Christ, he said. Well, I have often prayed for the demise of the North Korean government. And of course it shall come, as Rome's downfall slowly has come, at least for a while. But is it the best prayer? If God's people are called to suffer with Jesus, do we dare pray away the means of that suffering? I speak brashly, perhaps foolishly. I don't want the tortures of men like Kim Jong-il to be inflicted on me or my brothers. But is it not to this that he calls us anyway? When truth comes from our lips, any truth, but especially the truth of the resurrected, crucified Christ, are we not caught in its web and eventually brought down by wicked men? Jesus spoke the truth of who he was. He spoke many other truths, and each strand of truth bound him closer to death. Stephen's web was of a similar quality. And the call is for more truth in a deceived generation, but people will eventually get rid of one who keeps speaking eternal truth. We must spin the web well, though it brings us to our end. Do we love truth? Do we love to proclaim it? Do we embrace the cross that it shall bring to us and determine to die on it? Or do we center our prayers for the persecuted, which may be us someday, on getting out of trouble, avoiding pain? You may have read or seen Shawshank Redemption, the story of an innocent man who was put away for life. The narrator suggests that prisoners at first hate the wall that separates them from the rest of the world. Then they come to accept it, and then they come to need it. Now that can be a horrible picture of how people are enslaved by sin. It could also serve as a parable of the progress of a disciple. Are we conditioning ourselves to live behind walls as though we were bound with the suffering Christians? Do we hate the wall? Are we making plans to stay away, far away from the wall? Maybe throw a few dollars to ministries that are, quote, brave enough, they say, to go there. But, say we, this is not my ministry. I'm called to live, to save my life, to hold on to my stuff. Is there one among us who actually needs the wall? Savors it with every breath, knowing that to be Christ's prisoner is to be free indeed? that to be Christ's prisoner is to reap a reward unimaginable here? Soul-searching here. This is no easy matter. Thanks for listening. And for a written copy of what you've just heard, go to my homepage here at Sermon Audio. From the main page, just type in Chosun or Hackberry at the top where it says Find. Click on the link that comes up, and then click on the word weblog. Also on that page, you'll be able to access all my written and audio Bible teachings, information, and a lot of it, about North Korea. Please pray with me that God would have His way in that land, North Korea, Chosun, but also that He would have His way in our lives, that He would show us His cross and show us our cross and give us grace to pick it up, carry it, and die on it. Daily, the Bible says. God bless you today.